This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An advanced World Health Organization team of medical experts is now in China as the number of people killed by the new coronavirus is now over 900, raising concerns around the world. Britain has declared the virus a serious threat to public health. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Britain has declared the new coronavirus that's emerged from China as a serious and imminent threat to public health. The Department of Health says people with the virus can now be forcibly quarantined and will not be free to leave. It named two British hospitals as isolation facilities for those affected by the disease and designated the Chinese city of Wuhan and a wider territory as an infected area. The shift in policy comes after a British man who caught the disease at a business conference in Singapore in January appears to be linked to at least seven other confirmed cases in Europe. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking U.S. credit reporting giant Equifax in 2017. They stole the personal data of nearly half of all Americans. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch says some might wonder what good it does to indict hackers that are beyond the reach of the U.S. government.
We can't take them into custody, try them in a court of law, and lock them up. Not today, anyway. But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The four are charged with conspiracy to commit computer fraud, economic espionage, and wire fraud. Authorities in northern Thailand began releasing bodies to relatives Monday after security forces cornered and killed a soldier who carried out the country's worst mass shooting. The gunman killed 29 people in a tragedy that ended Sunday morning when security forces shot him. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Artillery strikes between Turkish and Syrian government troops have killed at least five Turkish soldiers. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
Open fighting between Syrian government troops and Turkish forces has flared once again, fighting formerly kept at bay by mediation from Russia. At least five Turkish soldiers were killed on Monday when Syrian artillery hit their outpost in the northwest. According to the Turkish Defense Ministry, more were wounded. Meanwhile, rebels backed by Turkey's own artillery are said to have attacked the Syrian government positions. It's not immediately clear how many casualties may be on the Syrian side.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. A Ugandan official says the country is spraying swarms of locusts that invaded over the weekend, posing a major threat to key crops such as coffee. The plague of locusts has already caused extensive damage in several African countries, including Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders are making their closing pitches to voters in New Hampshire on Monday. Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete Buttigieg are leading in polls, but an energized Senator Amy Klobuchar is gaining ground.
I am someone that can win this thing. And I think that's why we are surging. I think the people of New Hampshire get it. You are a state that's a primary, so people can vote who are independent as well as our fired up Democratic base. You know how to count votes. I have been through kind of a traumatic experience, and you know how to get this done.
Earlier, Bernie Sanders told supporters Tuesday's primary is about a grassroots campaign taking on powerful special interests.
It's about bringing our people together to begin the process to end the presidency of Donald Trump and to transform our country so that we have an economy and a government that work for all of us, not just wealthy campaign contributors.
President Trump will make his own campaign stop in New Hampshire on Monday night. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department has established a way to review information gathered in Ukraine by President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani has been gathering information about the president's Democratic rival, Joe Biden, and his son.
We had established an intake process in the field so that any information coming in about Ukraine could be carefully scrutinized by the department and its intelligence community partners. So that we could assess its provenance and its credibility.
President Trump's impeachment trial centered on the president's dealings with Ukraine's president and whether he abused his office by seeking an investigation into the Bidens. Marissa Melton, VOA News.